Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
You are now locked in live from the 48205 Red Zone.
You ain't never been on E Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Damn. Yeah.
Shit, girl.
Yeah, nice get wide
shit. Fuck that shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
Shout out to my people listening out in Cali, dog. All the people down in Houston, Texas. All the people in Charlotte, North Carolina. All the people in Florida, man. All the people out in the NYC, man. All my dogs out in Denver. And of course, right here in the hometown of Detroit City, man. 313. Home of the motherfucking Tigers and motherfucking Lions and, mm-hmm. and fucking Red Wings.
Home of the Red Zone, motherfucker.
You know all that good shit, dog. We in this bitch, man. You already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet
Earth, cause.
Straight from the E Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show, dog. Got my man Angry Man in the building. Got my man Monk Money holding it down.
You already know.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live. From the 48205, man.
Red Zone.
Motherfucking Red Zone, dog. We in this bitch, man. It's been about a week and shit, dog. What's been good with y'all niggas, dog? Angry Man was popping with you, dog. How was your birthday weekend and shit, dog?
I really don't remember.
Damn. That's good, I guess.
Damn, the ball. That's what it's all like.
I guess so and shit. How you don't remember, though? I don't know. I thought you was doing family time and shit. You don't remember the family time?
That's what he said.
That's what he said he was going to do.
I remember being with them, but I don't know.
I guess nobody took pictures or reminded you the next day or none of that shit.
Yeah, I was spoke about my birthday since that day.
You must have been.
Right, something must have happened.
No, I'm kidding, man. Me and Baby Angry went about hypnotized.
Mm-hmm.
And she cooked me her dinner.
Oh, that's what's up?
Yeah, just me and Baby Angry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we went over there. Got the opportunity to play with Lil Hershey for the first time.
We got niggas for everybody.
Yeah, my first granddaughter. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so she was cool. And I played with Ace Boogie and Sumo for a minute.
Yeah.
Dinner with my two daughters, and that was it.
Oh, that's what's up, dog. What you have?
She made some white rice and fried some kale and baked some chicken.
You said fried kale. I ain't never had fried kale. That shit good?
Man, that shit was marvelous.
Word? I ain't never had that shit, dog.
I
just recently started fucking with kale, period.
I keep forgetting that Adolf thought he fell.
Now, that would have been funny.
No, I was about to check on him. So I turned like, oh.
Think it went down.
I don't go friggin'.
Sniper out this motherfucker. But no, I keep forgetting that Adolf actually can cook.
Yeah.
No, she actually can get frozen with this.
Yeah.
Man, so.
I'm sure she can.
What's up? What's up, though?
Yeah, so that. And,
awesome cooking, motherfucker.
Yeah, we are. And I'm surprised y'all with something else, man. And not only did I take Saturday off,
mm-hmm.
I took Sunday off.
Oh, my God.
And I air Monday?
And I took Monday.
You took it off or you got fired?
No, I didn't. I went to work. I was at work yesterday.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. I'm just trying to get some clarity.
No, I did. I had,
that's a few days off.
Yeah, well, it surprised me.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Because I actually called Sunday and asked if they wanted me to come in on my
dog. Why?
I don't know.
It's your fucking weekend.
I just felt like it was the right thing to do.
You're dedicated, though. I'm mad about that.
But they told me no.
Yeah.
I almost cried.
Nigga said I almost cried, dude. Obviously, it wasn't no leftover kale and chicken then if he was trying to go to work.
No, I murdered that day. Like, yeah. That girl, she can cook.
You talking about Adolf is your daughter? Hey, if it works for you, it works for me.
Well,
yeah, definitely.
Bo
checking in, whatever, though.
Only thing I'm saying about that son, what's up, Bo? Only thing I'm gonna say about that son, if you know, you know.
That's tough.
This is one evil child here. She probably got a little Darth Vader in her DNA or something. I don't know.
Darth Vader.
There's a lot going on here. Anyway, what else going on with you, Doc?
Now I'm a little late because I had a dream.
About?
Hmm?
About?
This is weird. This was real weird. I was downtown in a swimming pool with two white women.
Anywhere in particular downtown or just downtown?
I don't know.
Anyway, go ahead.
That's all I'm saying. Downtown. When you're downtown, man.
I don't know what song that is, but okay.
Anyway, you in the pool with two white women. Do you recognize these white women? Bro. Or are they just random white women?
We were wrestling.
In the pool.
In the pool.
That's definitely not safe.
No, it wasn't. Cause we...
Being with two white women ain't safe already. But then in the pool wrestling.
Yeah, and I
flipped, double nothing.
I flipped one of them out the pool.
Out the pool?
Yeah.
So you killed a white woman?
She didn't die.
She definitely, this story going down.
She hit her head, and when she stood up, my phone rang and woke me up. Then I was like, damn, I got hurt to get to the show.
Was it something before that, or this was just this all that happened in the dream?
Nah, the dream I had before that was
angry principal said he knows them white girls.
The one before that one, I had got robbed. And shit.
Yeah.
That was the dream I had before that. Man, the dream before that one, I was at war.
Right, I don't remember to have my shit.
You know,
I had three dreams.
Yeah, because, you know, I wake up randomly in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. So when I go back to sleep, you know, it was a different dream. Probably some shit I was watching on the color television all night.
Probably so.
And it just picked up different shit from what I was seeing on TV.
That makes sense.
But outside of that, man, you know, I had a good birthday weekend. I slept like a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's what's up.
I got some real good sleep on my birthday, ate some food. Even got a chance to kick it with at least two of my daughters and three of my grandkids. So.
Man. Nah, that's what's up.
The rest of the family couldn't make it.
For sure. Well, it's like a creepy door opener and shit.
Yeah, like Jason Kenny.
I mean, you done spoke that nigga for real, man.
Hell yeah. Nah, that's what's up, though, dog. Glad you enjoyed your birthday and shit, dog.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's what's happening. More money, dog. What's poppin' with you, bro?
Shit, bro. Just gotta get some motherfucking money, motherfucking pumping, nigga. That's my whole focus right now, bro. I ain't never been focused on getting the bag right now, bro. This is the most level I've been focused on getting the bag, and I gotta get that bitch, bro.
Yeah.
Shit, like I said, bro, I'm just working on my brand, trying to get my shit right. Ship to your doorstep, fuck with me, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Dude, you like angry, man, that shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga, too cool from school, nigga. Yeah. Speaking to the mic, nigga.
Fuck with
pause.
Me. Pause. Look like, right, definitely pause. But, yeah, I'm trying to get my shit right, bro. No, shut to your doorstep, man. Y'all need any motherfucking, you know, catering or anything popping for you, you know what I'm saying? Let me know, bro. Hit me up, DM me. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you great service and then I'm out. You know what I'm saying? So
sure.
After you eat, you can do whatever the fuck you want after that. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know what I mean? Like, I'm in and out like a robber. I come to your crib. I cook for you. You know what I'm saying? Straighten up, make sure everything is clean, except the dishes on my door.
I was just gonna say, don't give niggas that false hope that you gonna wash dishes.
I'll wash the dishes. I mean, after that, you know, I'll have them neatly and, you know, ready for you to go, but other than that.
You ever thought about that, though?
What?
Bringing a dishwasher with you?
I mean, it depends on how many people it is.
Yeah. Because, like, if it's there, it might be a consideration at some point.
Yeah, something.
It's like it's a large party. But it's supposed to be more intimate anyway, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Hey, why not?
You got another nephew. You could probably even have bring along with you.
Right, well, one of nephew is busy on the motherfucking game truck and shit, though. They got a job.
Yeah, just
job already.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get that shit popping. You know what I'm saying? Holler at your little ones. Niggas, that's about it, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm focused right now, man, trying to get shit popping. You know what I mean?
Dude.
Y'all holler at me, bro. Hopefully in the making, I got a food truck coming up, you know, soon. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my nigga.
Dude.
Bo giving me the 5 stars. You know what it is. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it.
Sure.
fuck with me though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you chefed his doorstep?
Yeah,
just a couple times, I think. Right?
Just recently, not too long ago, but
yeah. Yeah,
you know, nah, that shit. One of my best. This is my best customer.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to shit. I think how it started though. I ain't gonna say this how it started, but I think one of the inaugural joints though. This is a throwback. He might not even remember this shit, but it was the brunch. I think it was for Gigi and shit, or Cousin Peaches, one of the two. But you wasn't even doing shit to the doorstep then. It was just some shit. Matter of fact, it might have been my grandma. It might have been at my grandma's shit. Might have been the first time you really like pulled up and like served niggas and shit. And it wasn't even a concept then. Like, it wasn't a thing that you was doing shit to the doorstep.
That is.
Yeah,
that
I think is. That might have been the first time. And then it was just like, that shit would be kind of dope if you like did that shit. It wasn't even a company then.
Nope.
Damn, the throwback, nigga. We was like the first motherfucking what you call that shit? What's the word? Patrons. Yeah, patrons, he's like the first patrons and shit. That's what's can I miss the motherfucking what was it? Chicken and waffle or pancakes or some shit.
Yeah.
I miss that shit, but I heard that motherfucker. Yeah, I heard that shit was fantastic though. Yeah. Man, shout out to my dog and shit.
Appreciate y'all, man. Thanks for all the love, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I do my thing, you know what I mean? Just fuck with me, man. I'll show you better than I can tell you.
Yeah, it's at my granny's birthday and then the brunch. Okay, yeah, for sure, dog. Shout out to my dog. I've been doing this thing.
Shout out to my nigga Gigi. She put that in my head, though. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Big ups to her, you know what I mean? She got that shit. Honestly, she got that shit popping. She's supposed to be with me, you know what I'm saying? And helping me make it bigger, but she fell off something down the line.
It was a thing, right?
Yeah.
And she just go decorate.
Yeah.
Just go cook.
Yeah.
Shit. Hold on, cuz. All right.
Yeah. So
back.
She started. She, you know, she got me popping. She got that shit in my head. But I'm on it now, man. Y'all holler at me, man. We get it popping, baby. Easy way.
You been fucking around with no TV shit? Random as hell today, so I ain't really no type of
cards, man.
I got plenty.
I need some.
I got I watched some shit called Kendra. It's on Hulu, but it's streaming on Hulu, but it's on FX. It's called Kendrick.
Yeah.
Pretty G, bro.
I heard about that shit.
Pretty G, bro.
I heard about that shit.
It's weird than a motherfucker though. You know what I'm saying? But it's good as hell, dog.
It's like some throwback slavery shit though, right? That shit you talking about?
Yeah, but
like on some paper type shit. Yeah, I heard about it.
It's good as fuck, bro. Y'all need to check that one. I watched that one. I watched another one, man. I forget the fucking name on it. You know how you fucking on your fucking Fire Stick and you push the movie? Like, I was trying to see Ant-Man. And then once fucking that shit came on, Ant-Man didn't come on after you pushed the thing with some fucking other shit. So
I knew Ant-Man.
Yeah, but it wasn't Ant-Man. It was a whole different fucking movie. Yeah. So I fucking ended up watching. It was about this dude, man. He was robbing banks. And he almost got caught in the States, so he moved to Canada. He, you know, ran over to Canada.
Okay.
Started robbing banks over that motherfucker. Got a whole family, you know, and came up big on that.
The name of that motherfucker.
I got the fucking name of it, bro.
And like some people we know are just like some off-brand exactly.
One dude. Y'all should know the motherfucking one dude.
Damn, I'm tripping though. Because, I'm not privy to having this Fire Stick that you speak of. But, you know, that's... I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I'm not privy for that to that information.
Right. But it was lit though. It was lit though.
Yeah.
And then I seen fucking Shazam. I don't know if I said it, but Shazam was fucking good.
That shit was good.
That shit was good as fuck, bro. But you know, it just pissed me off about the inclusiveness that the LGBT got into everything, bro. Yes, bro. Like one scene out the whole fucking shit. This nigga just
hot. Still mad about that?
Yes, bro. Because why? It was not needed. Because
he was just trying to let niggas know, like, nigga, I'm here.
Well, we know that. We know how you at the beginning he was looking at a magazine of a baseball player like ooh, so we know you was a freak.
Oh, you stupid, dog.
We know you was a freak from the beginning, bro. So you ain't had to say. He just screaming, I'm gay. Everybody said we know, and that was it.
It's the comic relief, nigga. That's
that was it. It was one scene. Like I'm gay.
Comic relief.
And we know. And it was over. Then they got back to the shit.
So. Yeah.
Like, it was good. They had fucking evil unicorns in that motherfucker. That shit was dope.
Cause I'm not real hip to the DC shit. So Shazam though is related to Black Adam shit, right?
It's gonna come together.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I don't know how all that shit work and shit. I just recently seen Black Adam and shit. So
yeah, they got to come out with the Black Adam and Superman versus first.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna fuck with that though. Yeah. You think it's gonna? Niggas didn't like the Batman and Superman shit though. I mean, I liked the shit. Did you you remember that shit, Angry Man? Did you watch that shit?
Too long.
Yeah, I was.
Long as fuck. What'd you think about it? I liked the shit. A lot of niggas say that shit was trash.
I didn't see all of it. I kept falling asleep.
It wasn't that fucking long.
It was long, bro.
Batman just be whooping people's ass, man.
Yeah, that shit, I thought the shit was good. Yeah, it was all right. Yeah, it's Black Adam and Superman probably be harder and shit, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, Superman ain't supposed to lose a fight to nobody.
Yeah, Black Adam a motherfucker, though.
Black and Batman took him to the edge, nigga.
Hell yeah. With no powers.
I thought Batman was gonna pull it off at this, you know.
Damn near.
I believe him.
I saw some shit on YouTube where Batman fought Darth Vader.
What?
Yeah, it was some shit like a movie somebody put together.
Right.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I missed the part of how Batman got on the Death Star.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he was going to rescue Superman because Darth Vader had captured Superman.
Hell no.
And they had him on the Death Star. You know, he had like 3,000 stormtroopers and they all had kryptonite on them.
Yeah.
That's how he got his ass.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they meet in the hallway and, you know, Darth Vader tell all his stormtroopers to leave so, you know, they can get it on.
Yeah.
So they, you know, get the scrapping or whatever. And I guess Darth Vader said, I had enough of this shit. He stepped back and started using the Force.
Yeah.
And he just started pulling because, you know, Batman kept hitting him with all them gadgets. He got a big ass belt and shit with all that shit on
him. Exactly.
So he kept, you know, pulling all his weapons away from him.
Yeah.
And he pulled some shit that got into his chest because, you know, that's where his breathing machine is.
Yeah.
And that shit went straight into his chest and knocked Darth Vader out. Then he went in there and got Superman and got the fuck out.
They could be creative as fuck, don't they?
Yeah. It was like, I thought it was a movie. But then, you know, a little skit somebody put together. But it was the actual character.
Damn, I
need
that motherfucker.
That shit would be kind of dope.
I need whoever put that together, bro. Yeah, with my animation.
Shit. Still all that shit up. Yeah. Still. Is y'all niggas ready at all? Nigga, I'm waiting on y'all.
The fuck up, man.
Hey, so look, I watched fucking the documentary about Waco, Texas, dog. Now, first of all, I think we all was aware of, you know, the shit that was going on in Waco and shit, like, you know, the cult and all that shit, right? But what I guess I didn't know, like, all of the story behind the shit. So watching this documentary was pretty interesting. Now I'm gonna say this, dog, and I don't want nobody to take this the wrong way or, you know, get it confused and shit. Yes, I believe that them niggas was, I mean, I hate to call them crazy, but niggas was on some shit. Like, David Koresh thought he was God and shit, convinced all these motherfuckers that live there that he was God. Like, he fucking niggas' wives and shit, and they can't fuck, like you can't fuck your wife, but I can and shit. This nigga fucking little girls and shit. This nigga out of control. Crazy. Shit's bad. Shit's all bad. But I just want to say this, dog. And again, not in no way. How you gonna have your shit when you know I'm talking to you? But in no way am I condoning what was going on at the facility and shit, right? But I just want to say this. The government and the police is some motherfucking bullies. They like, I understand that it was some wrong shit going on. And not only was he doing all of that shit, but these niggas was back there manufacturing machine guns and shit, right? So, of course, that's illegal. But these niggas, like, basically tried to kick the dough in and then just run up in that bitch. But these niggas had so many machine guns and shit, they turned that bitch into a war. Like, they shot it out with these niggas, killed four motherfucking agents and shit. So they had to pull back. Nigga, they negotiated for over a month. Damn near 2 months, nigga. 50 days or 51 days before they started releasing it. Well, before the whole motherfucker burnt down and shit and the niggas died in there. But, like, I know that it was fucked up in there, but I still got a problem with the government and the police, nigga. Like,
that's obvious. Everybody does.
And all the reason I say that, dog, and there's no, first of all, let me start off by saying this. There is no comparison, right, to what was going on there and Black Panthers and shit, right? But I do want to say that that same infiltration idea of the government and the police is the same tactics they used on, you know, Black Panthers and shit. It's the audacity of the fucking government and the police. Now, granted, again, they making machine guns. That shit's illegal. Like, I mean, it is. But I'm guessing it could have been a different approach.
Man, you don't shut the fuck up.
But I'm only saying that because I know how it is when niggas is doing what they perceive to be the right thing and shit, and the government and the police interfere and try to bust the motherfucker up. Just like how they blew up the whole shit. And I think that was Philly and shit. Goddamn, I always forget their name. I think it's the Push Movement. Like they literally on live TV dropped a motherfucking bomb on a helicopter in a fucking neighborhood, nigga. I'm just saying, I don't know. I mean, it's fucked up though. David Koresh was a fucked up individual. The people who was following him was, I ain't gonna say the people following was fucked up individuals, but the people who was following him and subjected their kids to that shit is fucking, that shit is an atrocity.
What would you have said if they had did nothing? If they still would have been talking 100 days.
So let me put you up on game on that though. Before David Koresh was the leader and shit, they did nothing for 30 years. That place had always existed. That place had always been fucking kids. That place had always been a fucking religious cult. Okay, for 30 years prior to that, okay. They did nothing. So like, what the fuck is the difference?
So you upset that they did something about it?
I'm not upset that they did something about it, but
you one of them niggas that get mad when the police come or then when you call them, they don't show up. There's no win for losing with you when it comes to the cops. Because if you need them and
nobody call the police. Nobody.
I ain't talking about the movie.
But this is what we're talking about. We are talking about what happened in Waco, Texas and government and police motherfucking
I'm relating what you're talking about to what I'm saying.
But you can't talk about what I'm saying without talking about Waco.
Yes, I can.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, I can talk about whatever I want to talk about.
I mean, it's got to make sense to the conversation, though.
It makes sense. Just because you don't like it don't mean it don't make sense. It makes perfectly good sense.
I mean, go ahead. You got the floor, nigga. Say what you're saying.
Hey, now you're going to let me talk.
Like, makes sense.
I mean, I'm going to be quiet. I know it ain't about to make sense, but I'm not going to give it to
you. I'm not even... I mean, I get what you're saying, man. But, you know, at some point, maybe in 30 years is a lot of long time to grab some evidence and intel of how to infiltrate something that's been there for that long. But, I mean, I get what you're saying about the government and the police. But at some time, I mean, at what point do you just be like, man, fuck this shit. You got to shut it down. I mean, do you have a problem with the way they shut it down or because they shut it down?
I definitely don't have a problem with them shutting it down, but I mean, basically, this is what I'm trying to remember the numbers exactly. Like, I want to say maybe they say 25, 30 motherfuckers and shit, maybe something like that out of the 200 and stuff. But four fucking agents got killed and shit, and the rest of the motherfuckers burnt up in the fire and everybody died. What exactly did you accomplish? I guess you saved about 20 motherfuckers and shit.
You shut down the operation.
Guess at the expense of people. I mean, so like
that's war, man.
But how is it war? Man. Or not how, but why is it war with somebody? So again, I'm just gonna put it into term, like into perspective, like this. This is no different. How my nigga Bo every day say he want his own motherfucking island or whatever with all these motherfucking guns and a moat and shit, right? So whatever the fuck he doing back there, right? That's what he doing. And if motherfuckers back there with him and shit, we chilling with that nigga. Now, when the police and the government decide, I don't want them niggas to do this shit, and they run up on him, what my nigga Bo say? He defending his shit all the time. Mm-hmm. What's the difference? What's the difference?
He's not doing nothing illegal. You just said y'all was chilling. They doing something illegal. Now the thing of it is, you saying, okay, they said, they say, yeah.
Don't say is it illegal though? I mean, because like
they say more than 20 lives because now can't nobody else go there.
I don't know. And then just like the place where motherfuckers told them don't come over here with that Christianity shit and they speared them motherfuckers and shit, right?
Hey, I think it's a form of bullying all the way of fuck around. Like, I understand the tactic is fucked up. Yeah. I'm gonna just say that, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the tactic is fucked up. If there's something wrong, I'm sure it's different tactics just to go in there and blow the bitch up. And that's what the fuck they do, bro.
Yeah.
They just go in that bitch and blow the bitch up. Mm-hmm. They don't like shit. It's plenty of black cities is under lakes and old parks all over them and where all that shit.
Where
they did that same fucking shit, bro.
I'm sure you
they came through there and they bullied the shit out of black folks. Made they cities just fucking go to shits.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want too many of them bitches growing.
Right. And that's the same tactic. And that's what I'm just saying. Like, if I'm go criticize it on that end, I gotta criticize it on both. Again, it's not taking away from the fucking absurdity of what was going on.
It sounds like you don't have a problem with what was going on because they shut it down.
You know what? I'm gonna be honest with you, dog. Them motherfuckers was doing a lot of shit that's uncharacteristically humane to me. But they didn't force nobody to do that shit, and they was in their own little pocket in a part of Waco, Texas, where a nigga ain't going unless you want to go. So like, let them motherfuckers do whatever the fuck they want to do.
So like I said, you don't have a problem with what was going on.
I'm not saying I don't have a problem with what was going on, but it's they keeping it over there. So I,
you don't have a problem with what was going on.
That's not the same thing.
Oh yeah, how come you ain't?
I can have an issue with what's going on over there without involving myself, though. Like, yo, that's some sick shit. Then I'm going to go over here in my pocket, nigga, and let them do what they doing. Because it's not involving me.
But it do sound like you upset because they shut it down.
I'm upset about the tactics of the government and the police, though. I mean, I just am. And if you not, then I don't know where you've been the past... Whatever.
Well, you know, he gotta defend the police just a little bit, you know.
You gotta defend nobody.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. I ain't gonna say why, but you do. And that's what you're doing right now.
I'm not defending.
Yes, you is, because the fucking you can't tell me the tactics that they used was fucked up, wasn't fucked up.
They probably was warned.
What the fuck? Warned about what?
More than once.
Warned about what?
And the same can be said for when they killed the shit out of Fred Hampton. Same can be said. Yeah. And but you comfortable with that?
That's not my cause. I mean, what was going on over there? That illegal shit. That's, I mean, if it's illegal, it's
so theoretically, they had a bunch of guns at that joint too, though. So it's illegal on both ends.
But they wasn't fucking girls and kids, man. You leaving out the illegal parts of it and just taking your what you want to take out of it because you don't like the government and the cops. You keep skipping over the illegal part.
It's illegal shit on both ends.
You comparing them to the Black Panthers. The Black Panthers wasn't doing shit.
No. See, then that's why I started that shit by saying, in no way am I comparing those situations. But you're comparing the tactics of the government and the police.
The tactics may have been the same, but what they were doing wasn't doing nothing illegal. Now, if you're doing something illegal and that hammer come down on your ass, remember, illegal, illegal. Okay, illegal. Now, if you wasn't doing nothing illegal, I'll be right there behind you with the pom-poms. But if you're doing something illegal, you brought that shit on yourself. You know what these tactics could lead up to. If you, and then you got all, like you said, all type of machine guns. What they gonna do? Come up to your motherfucking house with a 38 revolver, nigga? They coming with the motherfucking thunder. You know this. So don't sit up here and say, oh, the tactics was too rough. Nigga, it take a wolf to catch a wolf. And you gonna sit up there. We heard you guys have guns in here that was not legal.
So again,
yeah, man.
Say about 20 or 30 motherfuckers. Everybody perished in a fucking fire. Four federal agents got murdered. Does it sound successful to you?
Yeah, because
51 day standoff, nigga.
Okay, I'm tired of standing here. Nigga, I done told your ass to cut this shit out or surrender. You didn't. We coming through this motherfucker. Stop doing what the fuck you doing.
But you know what, though? That's America, though. That's America's ideology being imprinted on us. It's the same reason why we applauded when they ran up in the motherfucking hole and killed fucking Saddam and fucking the other nigga.
And you don't agree with that either, huh?
I'm not saying I don't agree with it, but what I'm saying is that...
Walk up to the compound. Can he come outside real quick? We have some questions for him.
What I'm saying is just
it's Saddam home. We have to ask him a few questions, please. This is the police.
No, but this is what I am saying though. Why do you think that it takes more than that though? And I'm about to get to your point right there. Why do you think it takes more than that?
Why does it take more than that? Did you see what this motherfucker did?
Did you? Or did you just know what motherfuckers what the ops told you?
Yeah, okay, what the ops.
So do you know what they did? Like do what about Gaddafi? They like. Do you know he was a motherfucking terrorist, or they just said he was?
I don't give a
fuck. Or was he really just trying to create this fucking worldwide fucking money shit, and they killed his ass?
Well,
which one is actually for real? You saying that you can't knock on the door? You saying that you can't just that you gotta bring the hammer on these motherfuckers because what they done told you to be true about niggas that might not even be true?
That's everything.
Same thing they told you about Hitler.
That's everything.
And you yourself said that Hitler.
Hitler basically damn near admitted the shit he did.
No, but what did you say about Hitler though?
He's a genius.
But what do they make him out to be? A monster.
Evil.
Exactly. So But you agreed with some of the shit that he was doing. Aside from the genocide, obviously, but you know what I'm saying though.
Yeah,
the ideology behind it.
Yeah, I know exactly.
So like, yeah, when the
but when they brought the hammer down on his ass, hey nigga, hey shit, what the fuck is that? You knew that shit was coming, eh?
All right, we gonna get all the way to Hitler from motherfucking religious cult shit, man.
I go there with you all day, bro.
Hitler was a religious cult.
I go there.
Damn there, huh?
I go there with you all day, bro. I mean, yeah, the motherfucker was a genius, but I, at the end of the goddamn, mm-hmm. I like Darth Vader too. But at the end of the day,
So let's look at that. So you're saying
you like Hitler?
Yeah.
So let's look at that though. So let's look at that. The shit that Hitler was, you know what I'm saying? The shit that Hitler did, shit that he's responsible for and shit, right? The shit that, again, just like the place in Waco and shit, the shit that the government overlooked for fucking 1,000 years. Like we went and did the Olympics and shit. During the time while he was fucking killing motherfuckers 100 miles away and shit, putting niggas in gas chambers, and we act like we ain't know. You know what I'm saying? So this is the thing, like the government always like putting a hammer down, as you say, when it's convenient for them. And that shit is, I mean, I can't agree with that shit.
But that wasn't in our country, so that wasn't our business.
It affected us though.
But it wasn't our business.
It's not our business, but while we at war and shit, we building fucking German shit in America. But it ain't our business. Nigga, it's always our business.
It ain't our business.
Everybody's our fucking business because we made it that way.
Okay, you don't have to make it that way. But that ain't
they already
but that's not our business.
Always made everybody's business our business. But
that's not my business.
Yeah.
That's not my business.
So the niggas in Waco is your business?
It's in America, so I can be
man.
A little concerned about it. What's happening in another country is not my business, though.
Shut the fuck up.
Got enough going on over here to be worried about what the fuck is going on over there.
So
supposed to go.
So let's just look at a little bit of a trickle down and shit. And this is just hypothetically, right? But the shit was going on down there and shit. What's dog name? Oh, fuck. The nigga who blew up the World Trade Center. I can't remember that nigga name. I'm sorry. I should know his nigga name. But
start with him.
No. Yeah, I can't remember. But anyway, he was a follower of these motherfuckers in Waco and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And because, and I ain't saying this is really a thing, but because all these motherfuckers burned up and they killed David Koresh and all this shit, dog got a little pissed off with the government. Couple years later, he go blow up the World Trade Center. I'm not saying that it wasn't gonna happen, but let's say they'd have left them niggas alone down there. Maybe dog would have never went to the World Trade Center and blew that bitch up because he wouldn't have been angry with the government. I'm just saying. Some shit might have wouldn't have happened if they just left the niggas alone. If you want to be crazy and think that a nigga that live in this compound is God, go do you. I mean, I don't stop niggas from going to church. I was being funny when I said that, but... I'm just saying, like, I'll stop niggas from, you know,
Timothy McVeigh,
yeah, that's it, yeah.
But,
yeah.
It ain't too many
people. Oklahoma City. But, yeah, I'm saying, like, he was a direct,
it ain't too many
people, you know, effect from that, because he was one of their followers.
Well, like I said, I'll be a little bit concerned about that because it happened here in America. Okay, but if it didn't happen here, that's not my business. I ain't got shit to do with going on outside of the motherfucking realm, nigga. They ain't got nothing to do with me. I don't live there. I don't go there. I don't eat there. Don't shit there. Don't pay taxes there.
Well, because of our economy, nigga, everywhere has an effect on here.
Until it does affect me immediately, I'm going to say it one more time. That's not my business. I don't give a shit what they do in these other countries. I don't. Because about the thing is, you take it.
You don't give a shit what they doing in this motherfucker, evidently.
Sometimes I do.
I know what that shit was. That was fucking
good. You know, we take all our motherfucking money and go over there and get involved in everybody else shit. Mm-hmm. When you can fix a whole lot of shit here with that goddamn money.
That's how it's supposed to go.
That's why that shit ain't my business.
Supposed to go. But it don't go that way, bro.
It don't go that way.
And I understand both of you motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Both of y'all motherfucker argument, you know what I'm saying? Like, I understand both of you, and I definitely agree with Angry Man too, you know what I'm saying? Like, because motherfuckers is fucked up out here. That was a fucked up situation.
It was.
Don't get it twisted.
It was.
And it was supposed to get ended.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it was.
And then if you putting just people involved, bro, innocent people, bro. Some of them people was brainwashed. They didn't know what the fuck was going on. You just off these motherfuckers, bro, just because you can. Right? Silly?
Yeah, and that's my thing.
And I understand that.
They were stupid, but they just...
Yeah, they were dumb, but they deserved to die, you know what I mean? And then my man, Timothy McVeigh, he came back, right back at your ass. Like, y'all using human lives as fucking... barter deals, give a fuck what's going on with the human life, but y'all, just because y'all want to do what y'all want to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's how this fucking government and world works, bro. You know what I'm saying? And to push their agenda, they will do fucking anything. To portray your fucking brain, nigga, because they portray niggas' brains. They can have niggas brainwashed, just like my man did at the fuck, he was God.
Hell yeah.
He did exactly what the government is doing right. Fucking. So if he,
that's why they really
mad. That's what they really mad about. Like, he can do what we do. Come on, bitch.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm not meaning to laugh at the, you know, the overall scope of the situation.
I'm just saying, boom, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it takes a wolf to find a wolf. You know what I'm talking about? Like, and I aggressiveness and just. This scar for human life is something totally different, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's how this shit just works around here. You know what I mean? Like,
that shit work around this bitch.
That is what it is, man. You know, yeah. Like, and Angry Man said, it's a lot of shit that goes on here. Like, we are some nosy motherfuckers, bro.
I mean, we are.
Some nosy motherfuckers, bro. And so much shit could be happening right here. And Trump said that shit, bro. Mm-hmm. He ain't said a million times.
But Trump's important.
That's cute shit, though. He's sensitive. He always got to know what's going on over there. I got to know. I just want to know.
Trump said, fuck what's going on over there. Let's
fuck
take
that
care of this.
Wine and song, nigga. I don't want to know shit that ain't got nothing to do with me. All right?
I mean, some shit does affect us, though.
It does.
You know, some shit.
Some shit. I ain't gonna go look for shit.
Well, but what control do you have over it?
I ain't going looking for shit.
I mean, me personally, nothing.
Nothing.
I don't personally have no control of the shit that goes on the stateside.
And so. I try not to worry about shit that I have no control over, bro.
What's the name of that meeting where all the presidents of the world meet and shit? You know, I'll be that president to tell them, look, you get into it with that
United Nations?
Yeah, don't call me. All right, handle your own motherfucking business. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Y'all got beef, nigga, don't call me.
Yeah.
I'm only gonna get involved unless you come across that motherfucking border.
Yeah.
You come across that border with that bullshit, then we gonna tighten your ass up.
Yeah, because we just do what the fuck we want to. Like, we owe China so much motherfucking money, and then we said, fuck China, we gonna get Ukraine some billions so they can fucking fight off Russia. And
they're slapping the face down.
Bro.
And you wonder why they're pissed.
They fucking mad.
And you wonder why they're pissed.
Fight with a nigga owe you money, but he at the club like,
what's wrong, bro?
Hey, then ask you to go to the club with
him. They got all these sparkles coming to the motherfucking butt. What the fuck going on here?
I'll ask you to take him. Hey, man, take me to the mall so I can get these shoes, man.
That's a retirement,
you know,
bro.
Owe that nigga money.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's funny.
The way this shit worked, that, you know what I'm saying, is just aggressive and bullying. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's a form of bullying, dog, and that's what we built around. Yeah. We built around bullying. They bullied Africans to come here to pick cotton. And that just started the whole fucking United States.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fucking bunch of bullies, bro. And it's fucked up the way that shit worked, bro. Like, and then I'm Bo has on to something, bro. When he said that little island with a motor, and he on to something, bro.
Yeah, but then they go come at us like whatever.
Fuck it. We at this day and age, we gotta be known what's going on. Let them be known what's going on with all the motherfucking technologies going on, bro. It should be known what's going on, bro. At some point, you know what I mean. So, I mean, we can put it out here heavy, but he on to something, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because the way this shit work right now, bro, mm-hmm. man, these motherfuckers don't think about human life.
I think Bo got a submarine somewhere.
Submarine.
But you go down to the marina, that nigga got a submarine down there.
No, glad he my
homie. In real life, though.
Glad he my homie.
Hey, in real life, what the fuck would you do if you found out this nigga had a submarine, though?
I told you. I told you that nigga had a submarine.
You don't want me to hug him, but I hug his big ass.
I told you that nigga had a sub, man.
Got like niggas out here talking about they got a yacht. My dog got a submarine.
Got a sub and a helicopter.
Can be down in that bitch for months on end.
Months on end. Pop up, get a little bit of air, bitch. I'm going back down.
Hey, that nigga talking about shh. Right. Hell nah. Too funny, man. Hey, it's after 11, man. Yeah, we just talked a little shit. It's been a while, dog. Miss y'all niggas, dog. Yeah, for sure. Miss y'all niggas, dog. But this nigga saying something right. That shouldn't be crazy. But yeah, just on that shit, dog. You know what? No, skip from that real quick, dog. Before we get out of here. Serious note and shit, dog. We got to talk about the fucking school shooting. Was that yesterday? Mm-hmm. I believe. At the, where was it? Nashville, down in Tennessee.
Day before yesterday.
Dog, that's crazy. That's crazy. So what I just learned yesterday, I think, so this was a transgender woman, right? So that means genetically it was assigned as a male, right? That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess she, right? Yeah. I gotta get my pronouns right. I guess she was upset about how the school or some of the teachers or some shit was treating her when she was there.
Mm-hmm.
So she decided to shoot the motherfucking school. He is, though.
And she
28 or
something
shit like that. Yeah, 28. Dog, who the fuck? I don't even know what to say about this shit, bro. I really didn't want to talk about it because it's just like, I mean, I guess you got to.
Got you.
Yeah. But what do you do with that shit, dog? See, for me, and I really, because I hate politics, dog. But I feel like this is no different than how every fucking school shooting, every fucking mass shooting involved an AR-15 and shit. I think these shits is planned, bro. And I really feel like the fact that she's transgendered and shit had more to do with a political agenda than it did a personal situation. I hate to keep thinking that the government is controlling so much shit, though. And I feel crazy thinking that shit sometimes. That somebody's sitting behind the scenes like, yeah, give this transgender girl an AR-15 and shit and put this battery in her back to go shoot up the school. Like, I hate to be thinking like that, dog, but I swear to God, bro. Like, you gotta start thinking that shit.
Well, they want to be inclusive. They welcome. I'm just saying. They want to be putting in everything, nigga. There you go. There's some more shit you can have. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to be inclusive of every fucking thing? Whoop, daddy.
On that note, bro.
Whoop, that is. Y'all want to put that shit in every TV show, every commercial, every fucking. You gonna have to get some backlash here. Get a gun to the motherfucking transgender.
See?
And sit it ass.
So this is the thing, though. That's my nigga Blue Beast checking in, dog. He said, don't second guess yourself. Yeah. You know, I don't be wanting to sound crazy and shit, but like, I think some shit be set in motion. to be set in motion, nigga. Like, it's like, it's a purpose behind that shit. Now, again, I see what you're saying about there it is, you retarded. But what I'm also saying is that this now opens the conversation even broader about it, inclusion. Yep. So now it's like, now we gotta have these bathrooms in the schools because they don't want nobody to be confused or be mad and come back and shoot up a school. Like, it's opening up that conversation.
Definitely an agenda.
So then I just started wondering, because like sometimes events just kind of, you know, kind of run concurrently, I think is the word, right? So I don't know if the conversation is being had now because this happened, or we gonna make this happen to force the conversation.
Man, fuck that.
I'm just saying.
Just leave the shit the way it is. See, stop giving in to shit. You know what I mean? A good old-fashioned ass whooping take all this shit away. You know what I mean? Go to school with what the fuck you are. If you a girl, go to school as a girl. Mm-hmm. You a boy, go to school as a boy. Now, when you get out that motherfucker, do what the fuck you want to do. Mm-hmm. But for these 8 hours, ain't nobody going to put in a whole new goddamn bathroom for your ass.
Right. So this is what I'm saying. So that's the conversation that's going to start being had. And then...
It shouldn't be no conversation.
I understand what you're saying, but then they go use this incident as a reason to why we can't think like that.
If old boy would have been getting his ass whipped, going around acting all crazy and shit, you wouldn't have this problem. Let's go to the root of it. Let's start with Monk always said, start at home.
Whatever, well, fucking up.
Kicking their ass at home, then you won't have this goddamn problem when they walk out the door. That shit is simple stupid to me.
You know where you're fucking up at, though, right? I mean, with the alphabet community.
What?
Say they walking around being all crazy. So what you saying now is that their sexual identity is a mental issue.
I don't give a fuck what it is. I don't
you know, just ask what you said, because I'm just saying they gonna be on your ass.
I don't give nobody's on ass. Let's stop that right now.
Pause, you know what the fuck I'm saying.
Okay.
You know what the fuck I'm saying? Relax.
You're talking about fans, and you said ass.
But you know what I'm saying.
We're not going there.
You know what I'm saying, bro.
You know what I mean?
This nigga. You know what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, okay, I know what you're saying, but we got a whole bunch of listeners that need to understand what I'm saying. Nothing going on my ass, okay?
Oh, God.
Stop it. Okay. You see, but back to what I was saying, so we can get the fuck on.
Right.
It all goes back to what money always say. The shit starts at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then it always goes back to what I say. To piggyback off what he said. You kick ass at home. When they walk out the door, you will 99.9% of the time, you won't have problems out of it.
And this is what I... All right. Because we're not going to stay on this all day.
Yeah, come on, Silver Spoons. Get out here.
It ain't nothing about Silver Spoons, nigga. But I'm just saying... In real life, dog, statistically, kicking ass, do what now?
Keep them in line, man.
And what is the percentage of black men in prison right now?
Because their parents didn't kick ass.
So all of these parents from the 70s weren't kicking nobody ass?
No, because they was high in the 70s.
Nigga, that shit.
You wasn't born.
But we always say that our parents was tougher than we are as parents now.
Yeah.
Those same tough ass parents produce 70-80% of motherfucking minorities in prison.
No, because it don't
equate, nigga. The numbers don't add up.
Yeah, because a lot of them was in Vietnam and they wasn't around. We talking about the ones that were here. The ones that was here.
And, nigga, parents from the generation before us was kicking ass. That's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't stop these motherfuckers from being fucking knuckleheads. It don't translate, nigga.
It does translate. The numbers in my mind do add up, because you got to remember, a lot of the parents back then were fucked up off the drug epidemic. A lot of them came back from the war fucked up. But the ones that were around kicked ass, and a la what you have at this table.
So, more...
Mm-hmm.
70-80% of the prison population, dog.
Those are the ones that have fucked up.
It's filled with black men.
Government one of them.
And those are the ones that come from.
That's because they're doing illegal shit and was getting their ass kicked. It doesn't translate. Uh-huh. It don't translate, nigga.
Those are the ones that come from the fucked up homes. I didn't say every home was good.
It don't translate, nigga.
Yeah, dude.
Nigga, we all know that the generation before us was kicking ass way more than we do now with our kids. And the shit was still fucked up.
Yeah, because like I said, the government fucked up a lot of those parents.
Oh, here we go.
Some of them went
home. This is the dad, nigga. Make related to what you saying. If you said if you kick more ass.
Yeah, I agree. And I ain't gonna back down from that.
But it's not true.
It is true.
Cause they was kicking more ass back then and we still fucked up.
Like I said, bro.
It's like you say, yeah, we turned out good and shit. Nigga, if you leave this block, nigga, can you say the same thing? Exactly. And everybody was getting their ass kicked though.
Not everybody. So
come on, cuz.
Not everybody.
Come on, cuz.
Not everybody.
Here this nigga Drake. I was talking about, so are you saying all prisoners are knuckleheads, Q?
That's G said it.
I'm saying that they doing illegal shit. And dogs say that they was getting their ass kicked enough they wouldn't do shit like that.
Maybe
so I'm saying that shit ain't true.
Maybe those ones that wasn't getting their ass kicked enough.
All of them. But we, okay. Okay, that's cool then.
Yeah, all of
we
them.
We agree to disagree.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah, it's a lot of motherfuckers in jail. It's a lot of black people out here too. And like he always say, keep
all right, all right. Kids. The system is set. I always say that and shit. I understand that part, right? So let's move past that. How many fucking retarded, ignorant niggas you know? Like, who ain't been to jail? They ignorant niggas, though. And you act like they wasn't getting their ass kicked.
A lot of as them kids. Wasn't. A lot of them wasn't.
I don't know nobody who wasn't getting their ass kicked as kids. Not in our age generation. I don't know none.
I know a few.
How many you know?
I'm not going to lie to you. I know a few.
No way wasn't getting their ass kicked.
But they locked up a dick.
No. That's just knucklehead ass niggas who ain't never been to jail. But you know they fucked up individuals though.
Yeah,
cause I ain't gonna use the jail shit. Cause a lot of niggas in jail they shouldn't be there.
Right.
So I won't use that. But you know some fucked up individuals that was getting their ass kicked, and they still turn out to be fucked up individuals. Nigga, this shit don't translate, nigga. When you say they just need more ass kicking, I don't agree.
I know one, but I ain't gonna say no
names. Yeah, I ain't gonna put no names out there. Yeah, but
on this block.
Who wasn't getting their ass kicked?
Oh, no, they was getting their ass kicked.
That's what I'm saying. So,
and they still turned out the fucking knucklehead.
That's what I'm saying.
No, you're not gonna
so get it. So it don't equate.
You're not gonna get 100% rate at it, okay? Because that seems like that's what you're reaching for.
You we're gonna get 100% on shit, nigga. I ain't reaching for that. I'm just letting you know that more ass kicking ain't gonna translate to less motherfucking retarded shit.
Yes, it will.
So why niggas ain't kicking ass like their parents used to?
Because them good clean white folks won't.
No, live. Nigga. Why niggas ain't kicking ass? Who can fuck about good clean white folks, nigga?
The ones that don't want to go to jail.
If you want to kick ass, you kick ass.
Well, I don't give a shit,
man.
I done proved that point. Nah, I'm not. Nah, you want to throw numbers out there? I'm one of the ones that don't give a fuck, nigga. Call the cops. I don't give a shit.
Niggas ain't, but still, niggas ain't kicking ass like our parents used to kick ass. Nigga.
Because the system,
because you know that, because y'all niggas know that shit don't translate.
No, the system got them afraid to do it, and I'm telling you that firsthand. The system got them afraid to fucking do it. You got motherfuckers like me and Mom that don't give a shit about that type of shit. We gonna kick ass.
So your idea, okay, I get it. So your idea is that niggas stop kicking ass because they scared to go to jail. They ain't stop kicking ass because they found a better way to parent.
Mm-mm.
That's kind of fucked up. Mm-mm. That mean that niggas never found out how to parent.
No, you can parent. You can be a good parent and still kick ass.
Okay, yeah. Maybe I know with you, I got to word shit precisely, nigga, because you one of them niggas. So that you know what I'm saying, but you're just trying to make sure that my words is jumbled. So let me think about what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is that you saying that niggas quit kicking ass and shit because of the man. They didn't quit kicking ass because they found another way to discipline and parent. Right. That's what you're saying.
Ain't no better way.
Right. So that's what you think. So niggas who ain't doing it is only doing it because they don't want to go to jail. That's crazy.
It is.
That's kind of crazy.
It is.
That's kind of crazy.
It is. It is. Because nowadays...
That's kind of crazy.
Nowadays, they take a kid versus back when I was coming up, the cops would come to your house and the cops would kick your ass and leave you there with your parents.
So you wouldn't do that just because you would go to jail, not because you didn't think that was a good thing to do.
No, I'm whipping ass. And I told you, I think I'd improve that already, bro.
Again, nobody... I gotta reiterate this because I think you discount this. I want to say this again.
I'm a good parent.
Nobody I know that got kids right now is kicking ass like their parents kicked ass. And nobody.
And that's the problem.
But why are you not doing it? It can't just be the fear of going to jail.
That's the problem.
It's got to be because you realize that shit wasn't right. That's why
that shit was,
you realize that shit wasn't right. Like, it ain't because you about to go to jail. It's because, like, you know what?
Right.
This shit ain't right.
I ain't say walk in the house after a hard day of work and just bust your kid in the mouth. But my thing is...
My parents was...
So
that's why we ain't kicking ass like that.
If your kid fucked up, you get fucked up. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You do dumb shit, I'm going to react to it. Okay? You don't want to get fucked up, don't do dumb shit. That shit, you see how simple, stupid that shit sound?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I tie your ass to a chair and hit you in the knees with bowling balls all goddamn day, that's because you done did some dumb shit that I told you not to do.
Bowling balls?
How the ball gonna get them if they sit in the chair?
They gonna be in the bag or something?
No, he just
a bag of bowling balls.
You just stand 5 feet away from ass and just start firing them bitches at their kneecaps, then they get the goddamn point that daddy is not playing. He told me not to do something, so I'm not gonna do it. And if I do it, and he act crazy, you can't blame him because I was told not to do the shit.
Look at the time, dog. We're gonna go ahead and get up out of here.
Simple stupid, man.
This nigga throw a bowling ball at that kneecap.
Simple stupid.
We out of here, though. Oh, shit, man. We ain't talking about shit today. I don't even know what we're going to end it on. We get the fuck out of here.
I'm just saying, man. That shit is simple stupid for me.
This nigga said throwing bowling balls.
That ain't kneecap.
Throwing a bowling ball in the motherfucking dog. I remember, this ain't even funny though. Remember that shit? I think it was at Broncos and shit. The girl hit dog with the fucking bowling ball, killed that nigga shit on the security camera. Mm-hmm. You remember that shit? That was a few years ago because I guess Broncos probably closed
down. Definitely shook.
She hit the
incident, I think.
Right after that, bro. Fuck, bowling ball.
I'm just saying, man.
That's treacherous.
Well, I bet you're gonna think about doing something dumb before you walk out of my goddamn house.
Thinking about it right there.
Walking out of shit.
You ain't thinking about shit. That bitch hit you across the head. You no more thinking after that.
No, I'm not gonna hit him in the head.
He's in the knees. So ain't no walking after that.
No, I'm saying when you walk out the house, you're gonna think about doing something dumb. You're gonna think about my dad gonna do something retarded. Simple stupid. It goes back to like, hey, how did the kid get the AR-15? I'm gonna go back and I know we gotta get out of here, but if you know my dad, you know my dad. I say it all the time. Y'all know pops. Mm. Had a gun in every goddamn room.
Mm.
The motherfucker was locked, loaded, and cocked and blocked and ready to go.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And he said it one time. Don't touch that motherfucker.
Mm.
Okay? You had company over here. Don't touch that motherfucker. He said it one time. And that's all it took. Because I knew if that gun got touched, I didn't even want the reaction of him on my ass. Because I did what he told me not to do.
Bro, you know how many niggas do shit regardless of the consequences.
See, I had this conversation with somebody a while ago. And it was a relative. Y'all know Pops is Pops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I ain't gonna say his name. I know his name.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just me in that house. I didn't have a mama to hide behind.
No, no, no.
Get
what you saying.
This motherfucker was a cop and a sergeant at the same time. Nigga, I got orders. I didn't get told what to do.
And there is a nigga in your same situation who didn't give a fuck about the consequences. And whooping his ass stopped the nigga from being a fucking psycho. Nigga, like, that's what I'm saying. So,
you know why?
Why?
He didn't get the proper ass whooped.
So, nigga, people are different. The ass whooping don't always help. Just like sending niggas in jail don't always help. Like,
they didn't go to the right prison.
How the fuck out, dog?
I'm telling you, the right ass whooping, ask Toby. He went from Kunta to admitting his name.
Wow.
Because he got the right ass whooping.
Wow. All right, on that note, dog, we up out of here. I want to thank everybody who checked us out today, dog.
You see what the right ass whooping to do to you?
Everybody check this out today.
that nigga changed his name because he got the right ass whooping.
You gonna change his name too?
That was the right ass whooping.
You see what I'm saying? The right ass whooping.
All right, man, we about this thing.
His name would be Blake.
Blake.
Oh, Blake shit. Withers. I'm sorry.
I proved my point, man.
On that note, though, we about it. We gonna maybe be back Friday. I'm not sure. I know Monk Money would be on the plantation. You good? Yeah. All right, so we be back on Friday, dog. We one day, man, we might bust down the Saturday show, though. I'm gonna see how it go. We might try that one day. Not this weekend, but you know, one of these days. Yeah, we'll go around the we'll go around the block, dog. This is a fucking wild ass show. I miss y'all niggas, man. I know, right? I needed this shit, bro. I needed this shit. If you got a last minute comment, man, throw it into the comment box, dog. We about to go around the block one last time. Angry man. What you want to leave the people with, dog?
Hey, man, I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I'm not a bad man.
No way. She talking about they gonna have the right size bowling ball. Stay calling the niggas pins. Pins. That's fucked up, y'all. Yeah, so fucking. I'm gonna call a child abuse on y'all. Go ahead, little nigga.
You know, I love my kids. My kids love me. You know, but they also know a very intense ass whooping.
Mm-hmm.
I joke about it, but a lot of times I am serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because like you say, a lot of people do, you know, might just slap their kids on the hand, you know, and versus, you know, my tactics are something totally different. You know, hang their ass from the tree and hit them in the back with a baseball or something, you know. But some kids you have to go to the extreme with. You know what I mean? Because I got four of them. One I can yell at. One I can look at. And two of them I might have to put in the camel clutch just to get their goddamn attention. You know what I mean? You know, and some people try to discipline their kids, all of them, the same way. And you can't do that because they're all different. You know what I mean? I'm going to react to something different versus you react to something different versus they react to something different.
Right.
You know what I mean? And a lot of people can criticize me for it, but yeah, sometimes the fear of coming home is lacking. Because these kids go out here and do shit and don't give a fuck about the consequences when they come home.
Right.
Because they know nothing's really going to happen to them that's going to really grab their attention.
Yeah.
You got to start grabbing these kids' souls, man. You know what I mean? Body slam their ass on a hot oven or something. Get their fucking attention. You know what I mean? Let them know that you ain't bullshit, man. I mean, seriously, some of the, for the knuckleheads that you talking about that slipped through the cracks.
I live in your house, nigga.
I mean,
you gotta
fuck these kids up and get their goddamn attention again. That's where I think we lost it. You know what I mean? We allow these the government and everybody else to dictate what the fuck we can and can't do to our kids to get their attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And a lot of times, like I said, some kids you have to go to the extreme to get their attention.
Yeah.
You have to. I'm sorry.
I dig that. Monk Money, what you say, though? This nigga Jay say, I'm almost certain after the alphabet after the alphabet rant and the Toby comment, y'all can cancel. Yeah, probably so. Probably so. Yeah. You're probably right.
We not sorry.
It was fun while it lasted.
We not sorry, you know. We not sorry.
My nigga be tired checking in. That nigga said slam their ass on the hibachi grill.
Hibachi. Sizzle their ass.
There you go.
My niggas.
Unless you ain't gonna do that shit no more.
Shit, y'all niggas wild. Anyway, go ahead, dog.
But me, yeah. Man, I mean, I agree with Angry Man. You know what I mean? Some tactics need to be used on different children. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, some kids don't react to the fucking yelling. Yeah. You know, some kids don't react to the fucking, motherfucker, I'm about to whoop your ass. And they ain't reacting to it. I'm to the ass get tapped on a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing.
Then you get some traction. And that's not with all children either. You know what I'm saying? So, so if, you know, some of them did slip through the crack, because I was that guy. I got my ass beaten probably more times than they did put together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just because I was a hardhead motherfucker. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think it fucking helped me out a little bit for not to be doing that dumb shit instead of doing, you know what I'm saying, what I supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, the ass whoopings guided me to a fucking better, you know, situation. Situation, I think, me personally, you know what I'm saying? So, and then, like, my brothers, they didn't have to go through that. You know what I'm saying? They seen me do the dumb shit, so they know not to do it.
They knew what not to do with shit.
So, you know what I mean? And that's just lessons learned. Yeah. You know what I mean? But, you know, it always, like we said, you know, like everything what we talking about, a star in the motherfucking crib, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You get your motherfucking, you know, your circle right, your folks right, then you good. You ain't got to worry about ass whoopers. Yeah. But I'm not saying, you know what I'm saying, the government should tell you when and when not to whoop their ass or to whoop their ass or not to whoop their ass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't control my situation. You don't know my situation. You know what I'm saying? Some people do use that shit abusively.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Yeah. Like you said, some parents used to walk in the house and just fuck a nigga up. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck niggas up for no reason.
For no reason. Right? You know what I'm saying? But if there's a reason behind a fuck up, because there's a reason behind every fuck up I got. Okay. So if there's reason behind a fuck up, kudos to you. Good job. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you can't tell me what the fuck to do in my household. Like, who the fuck are you? We supposed to be fucking land of the free, independent, all that shit. And all the shit we talked about today had nothing to do with the land of the free or independence.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
None of that shit.
None of that shit we talked about today. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Like, people just need to fucking, you know what I'm saying, stick to their guns.
Right.
Do their own thing. You know what I'm saying? When me and Bo get this motherfucking island with the moat.
Fucking island.
Yeah, yeah. And our 10%. You know what I'm saying? Don't come running in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. For sure. All right, man. On that note, it's a wild ass show. Aside from kicking in doors and shit and motherfucking slamming kids on hibachi grills and shit, I guess, what do I want to leave the motherfucking people with today? I don't even know. All right, so let me do this. I'm gonna say that today I'm gonna leave it with this, dog. Each kid, I think, is an individual, and that's why I think that the blanket statement of kicking more ass ain't gonna always solve the problem and shit, right? I know several niggas who got their ass kicked way more than probably all of us, you know, sitting down here. Shit, niggas who was damn near abused and shit. Like, I know that those situations existed. And some of those niggas turn out to be knucklehead ass niggas still. Like, so I just don't see where it equates for making more ass kicking and shit to make less of an asshole and shit. Sometimes that shit don't work. Sometimes it do. I guess it's just a luck of the draw, for real, for real. But outside of that, dog, just raise your kids. Do your family however you think is right, dog, and stay out the way of the government. That's about all. That's about all I can say about that shit, dog. And then when we find out that my dog got a submarine, don't call us. We out this bitch. Hey, again, man, I want to thank everybody who checked us out today, dog. If you had a good ass time today, man, make sure that you share this video so other people can see what the fuck was so funny this morning, because we was out of control. Make sure you do subscribe to our YouTube, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever the fuck you listening right now, dog. Make sure you do subscribe and share with some other people so they can share in this enjoyment, dog. Shoot, we'll see y'all niggas on Friday, dog. Till the next time, you already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
The right ass one.
Got my man Vogue Money in the building.
Kunta got that bitch on.
No, I'm swearing from Tate changed his name out this month.
I'm fucking with y'all, girl. Oh. And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live for the 48205, man.
Red Zone.
Peace out, y'all. Yeah.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the number one sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, This podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.